looking out for you.
It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Executive Director of the Iowa River Hospice, Shauna Calloway. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Zach?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by and just always checking in with us, as there's always things happening at the Iowa River Hospice here in town. I think the last time I stopped in, that looked like there's a big project going on.
There is a big project going on, yes. We are painting the entire hospice house on the inside. So it was the original paint. The hospice house was built in 2009. Beautiful. I mean, we still get so many compliments on it, but it was just getting some wear and tear, especially in some of the patient rooms around the beds and the chairs. So we are painting the downstairs and the upstairs. So downstairs is complete and upstairs is about a third done. So we're okay. Gaining. It's beautiful.
Any other kind of major projects on the horizon for 2026? I know we're at the beginning of the year here, so a lot of times nonprofits are mapping out the year. Anything else that's big on the horizon?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're painting right now, and then along with that, then leads into other things. So we're looking at some changes with lighting. The Lions Club has graciously used their candy funds that they've raised this year to donate to the hospice house for furniture. So we'll be getting some new furniture, just some more comfortable furniture for actually the families in the patient rooms. So again, those chairs, you know, have really done their job and been there for some time. And so it's just time to kind of, you know, how one thing in your house leads to another. And that's kind of what we're finding in the hospice house.
Don't tell me that. I just started one thing. I don't want it to lead to another.
It's going to lead to another. So we're really getting, just a spruce up. So it really, really looks nice. So we appreciate everybody's contribution to that to make this happen. So,
yeah, speaking of contributions, another thing that's kind of right there when you walk into the hospice house, you have on a wall a tree with leaves that it has people's names that have contributed to the hospice house over many years.
Yes, absolutely. So they can contribute directly to the hospice house, or it is given in memorial gifts to hospice on behalf of loved ones. So there's different levels, and so that is different colors of the leaves. But once those donations come in that person's name from anywhere, it doesn't have to be one lump sum, but as we collect those donations and get to different levels, then they're able to get their leaf and, you know, the person's name, their loved one's name on there, or anything, you know, related to that individual that they want on the leaf. So,
yeah, and I would kind of call this a living tree as well, because you continue to always add names and branches. I think you guys have turned the corner now on that original wall when you walk in. You're now turning the corner going down the hallway.
We have turned the corner. And when I was there, when I came that, right, the original area of the leaf or of the tree was really filling up. So we actually had found out who had done the artist. He now lives in Des Moines, the artist that had done that. And so then he came out of retirement to finish that tree going around the corner. So now we have another whole wall of space to continue to add those leaves. So very grateful for that.
Yeah. Awesome to see all those names on there supporting the Iowa River Hospice House here. You guys are unique because there's not a lot of hospice houses right here in Central Iowa. So you guys serve a large area.
We do. We serve a 50-mile radius. And, you know, unfortunately, Israel House in Ames closed December 31st. So, and they were just down the road from us, you know, a very beautiful facility down the road. So they still have hospice, but no longer having the hospice house. So that, you know, was probably the closest one to us. There's one in Cedar Valley as well, but that we are very fortunate to have that house here in Marshalltown. So, and it does serve 50 miles, and we even get some individuals even farther than that are, you know, interested in coming to the hospice house. So it's really it's a beautiful thing to have right here in Marshalltown.
Yeah, it's a great facility. You guys also do outpatient services as well, helping people at their homes too. So having that there, experiencing hospice in my family this past year, you know, having that hospice house that my family member was at, just kind of little sense of relief knowing that they're taken care of 24/7, and it's not something that either myself or my family members had to worry about.
Right, and you nailed it right there, because what we see a lot of times is, you know, they're in a facility or they're at home and they're doing okay with the support they get, and then they just have a turn, so they need more of that 24/7 support. And again, you know, the hospice house is 6 beds, so that makes a difference in, you know, the individualized intense care that can be provided when you're providing patient care for 6 patients. So it really does at the very end of life really become an asset to families too when they're trying to manage that at home, and they've been, you know, sharing that among multiple family members, and then they just have that relief that they can come in and be taken care of 24/7. And then once again, they can really be that family member and not that caretaker.
Yeah. So, Shauna, I know one thing you have said a lot on KFJB, kind of busting some of those myths out there. You say all the time that hospice is for the living.
It is truly for the living. I couldn't emphasize that more. It absolutely is. I mean, we're going to provide care to you for as many days as you have, but it really is about, one of the myths is hospice is about giving up. And this, it really is, the research that's been done about hospice giving up is absolutely not true. Whatever time the individual has, we're there to provide comfort and actually enhance their living so that they can continue to live and, you know, be with their family, be with friends. We try to make events happen that's on their wish list to do. So we really try to individualize that living for as many days that they have. So it is absolutely not about giving up. It's about keeping them comfortable and being able to live their best life for as long as they have.
Yeah, and so hospice care, you know, you guys have the hospice house, but you provide that outpatient care as well. It's hospice doesn't just live right there in the Iowa River Hospice House, right?
That's correct. It's everywhere. And I just can't emphasize that is part of the Medicare benefit, that hospice care is covered. And when I say Medicare benefit, it's also Medicaid or private insurance also cover that. So everyone is entitled to have that covered by Medicare. So I just encourage people to reach out, get some information on it so that you're prepared when that time comes for either, you know, your loved one that you know or the friend down the street or whoever it may be, just get some information and have that ready to go when the time comes so that you know what hospice is all about, because it just gives that added benefit of support and care when the time is right.
So, Shauna, if I were to go on hospice care or a family member goes on hospice care, could they potentially come off of that care?
Absolutely. We've seen it many times of that graduating to basically a different level of care. They no longer meet the hospice requirements because we were able to help stabilize that, whether that's medication, that's pain control, that's nutrition, you know, whatever it is that we've helped stabilize that they weren't getting before. And then they really don't meet that criteria any longer, and so they come off of that, and then, you know, eventually possibly may or may not come back on hospice.
So when somebody gets say admitted to the Iowa River Hospice House, does family have to be with them 24/7, or is that somebody is kind of monitoring them and they're going to be okay to be on their own for part of that?
Right, absolutely. No one has to be there 24/7 as far as a family member. That's what we're there for, is to provide care to them. So families can come and go. They can, you know, be overnight with them, whatever they feel like they need to do to support that individual. So, and they leave and they bring their pets back or extended family come in. You know, we're just open to whatever comfort and support that patient needs. But that's what we're there to do. And then the family can enhance that as they need to.
I can bring my pet to the hospice house.
Absolutely. We have pets that come all the time. Yeah, absolutely. That's
maybe
part
you guys
of family.
Need a little hospice dog or
I
something
know.
Just to, you know, bring around as a way to cheer people up.
That has absolutely come up. Yes, having a hospice dog. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully nobody's allergic to them on your staff or anything
that
like
that. That would be the thing. But yeah, absolutely. But no, whatever comes, you know, that family or that patient certainly needs that provides that comfort. It's a dog. It's a, you know, we just make it happen. A certain thing they watch on TV, a certain music. We bring music in that, you know, we have a patient right now that's very into music. And so we have volunteers that come in and play guitar and sing, and this individual can sing with them. And it's, you know, whether it's rock and roll or country music, you know, we'll make whatever we need to make happen to provide comfort and support to that patient and family.
Yeah. So for people out there looking for potential hospice care, what are kind of the qualifications to receive hospice care?
So when you think about hospice, the kind of the things, you know, you hear that 6-month diagnosis, but that's very loose. I mean, yes, it has to have a terminal diagnosis, but when I say it's loose, we don't know if it's 6 months, if it's more time than that, less time than that, but a terminal diagnosis has to be certified by a provider. But just some things to think about, like if there's weight loss greater than 10% in a 6-month period, you know, appetite is getting less, small decreased appetite, changes in ADLs, and by ADLs, I mean activities of daily living, like the things they were able to do, you know, bathe themselves, feed themselves, you know, dress themselves. If those things are declining and changing, increased use of oxygen, pain that's difficult to control, or if they're having increased hospital visits or visits to the ER, that's something that may qualify them for hospice, increased infections, decline in mental status, or increased weakness, fatigue, and drowsiness. So if you're seeing some of those symptoms in a loved one or in yourself or a neighbor, you know, that's a time to reach out to hospice and get some information. Again, it doesn't mean they're going to go on hospice right that day. You know, it may certainly be down the road, but it's just getting that information, being prepared, so when that time is right, that it makes that transition easier.
Well, Sean, I will say I do want to lose 10% of my weight in the next 6 months. You got to get ready for that summer bod.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
I might qualify for that first one, but Sean, I appreciate you stopping by, letting us know what's going on with the Iowa River Hospice, and good luck on finishing up that painting project.
Thanks. I appreciate